Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We Say Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Everybody, woohoo! Let's see what we got going on over here today. It is, well, obviously, it's Wednesday. Happy birthday! Woohoo! That's coming up in a few days. So today's the 12th. You still have 5 days until you're in the last year of your 40s. Anyway, welcome to Week Day Wednesday, everybody. But cannabis sure does make you feel young. That's right. So happy in the morning or any time of the day, really. People come into Tumbleweeds Health Center all the time and they say, how much can I use the CBD? I say, oh, as much or as little as you need, but do not do that with the weed. The Oscars or whatever the heck those were the other night. I don't know what they were called. There's so many of them. They get so many awards. Anyway, but he did his famous song. Eminem, what's that called? Anyway, you know what it's called. Anyway, everyone was up in arms singing it and dancing in their really funny ways in their seats. How's it going out there for Weed Day Wednesday? It's a big news day. Cannabis Kid is not here today, but he'll be here next weekend. And next weekend, he'll be here next Wednesday because we have a guest too. And Silver Sister is on Grand Island somewhere. checking out to between Canada and us. U.S. us. Check it out. So welcome, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Thank you to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Get some CBD products. We have a whole variety of CBD products. We have our own, of course. We have our own, and ours are CBD only. Yeah, that's right. For those folks that just, they don't even want anything else, and that's fine. That's totally fine. You can use whatever you like. If it works for you, it works for you. You can get certified or not. Some people come in and they find that CBD is all the relief they need. So they just use that and you say go for it. You don't need certification then. But if you do want certification, come on down. We are open 7 days a week. That's right. You can get certified on Sunday. And we just had a really great review. Thank you to everybody out there who's giving us all the great reviews. And even the reviews that aren't so great, we appreciate it because it's our opportunity to grow and be a better business by addressing those. Sadly, when we reach out to people that give anything less than 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 stars, whatever, it doesn't matter if they give a bad review, we reach out. Most of the times, people just want to complain. And you know, we found out, oh, a lot of these 1-star reviews, we've looked them up. They're not even patients of ours. They're just rogue other other people's company, putting bad stars on us so that we don't look good. But you know what, guys? It doesn't matter because people come to us anyway. Anyway, come on down to Tumbleweeds. Let's see, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you check out the certification section, it lets you know exactly what you can get your card for. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, which we always go into, there's a whole host, a whole list, dementia, and 20-something kinds of Alzheimer's that there are, cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. Don't worry if you didn't hear your challenge, ailment, problem, whatever you want to call it, pain in the... we can most likely see you for... the chronic pain, fibromyalgia, migraines, and then for muscle spasms, you've got, you know, leg cramps and leg spasms and all different kinds of seizures. So if you have any of those conditions, you can come see us. And if not, we can chat with you about what's going on.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4444. Like I said, we are open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 3. We have to have a little time off on the weekend to go recreate. And speaking of recreate, make sure to read the recreational bill that's out there. Medical's still going to be out there, which is good because we're just going to encourage people for $75 a year now to stay in the medical program. You get a lot more protection, a lot more benefits with the legalization. You're not getting employee protection. You're getting less cannabis. You're getting an ounce, not 2.5. You're only getting 5 grams of cannabis or concentrate, and that is not good. What the heck's going on with the soundboard? So they're limiting a lot. There's felonies introduced. All sorts of craziness. So read it before you vote on it. I know everyone just wants to free the weed, and we totally get that. We want to free the weed. We want everyone to have it. But we want to have it in the best way. With this initiative, outside businesses most likely are not going to have a chance to participate in the making of cannabis businesses in Arizona. It's going to be a sad story. So please read. I do have all my lists over there of the things that are going to happen if you vote for that. However, I'm still happy to pay my $75 a year to stay in the medical program and have 2.5 ounces, no felonies, any amount of concentrates I want. So there you go, protection from employers, et cetera. So just read the initiatives. That's all we're saying. If you do anything before you vote, get smart and read it. So, all right. So, and here's something. Currently, there's always a big question about the guns. Okay. Everybody wants to know. And there are a lot of people that don't even get in the program because of this very issue. And it is, can I have my gun and my cannabis? And, well, sure, if you want, you can. Now, legally, with the state of Arizona's medical marijuana program, you can have it. Now, federally, on any level, it's illegal to have both together. So, you know, we've heard of people that got pulled over and the officer said, well, check, and they've had their medical card, thankfully. Yeah, clap for that. Because the officer said, okay, well, you have your medical card and you have these two things together. That's not really kosher. So we're going to tell you that if you want to travel, just bring your guns, because that's what a police officer would say. And that's fine. Might be different if you ran into a gun. Anywho, federally no. Statally yes. So this is from azmarijuana.com. Arizona medical marijuana patients often wonder if it's legal for them to own and or possess a firearm. While Arizona doesn't have a specific law prohibiting it, the federal government does. Arizona law says persons lawfully in possession or control of controlled substances can possess a gun. Since marijuana is still illegal at the federal level, it is illegal to possess marijuana and a firearm at the same time. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, stated that any persons who uses or is addicted to marijuana, regardless of whether his or her state has passed legislation authorizing marijuana use for medical purposes, is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance and is prohibited by federal law from possessing firearms or ammunition. All right, so there you have it. Federally, no. and with the new initiative, they're trying to say that they're going to legalize it so that you can. But then they say at the end that you can't. so it's a federal thing. It's federally anywhere, you can't. So just be careful. And, you know, like the officer says, you know, just leave your weed at home. If you don't need to go traveling with it, that's always the best thing to do. All right, what else is going on in the world today? You know, I like to read stuff from around the whole planet because we'd like to cover that. So Nepal lawmakers file a bill to legalize marijuana use and cultivation. Oh, Nepal. You should see the picture they show here. This guy's awesome. Ruling party lawmakers have proposed legalizing marijuana in Nepal, where it has been used for generations and was famed during the counterculture's 60s. 46 members of the ruling Communist Party of Nepal filed a proposal in Parliament to legalize production and use of marijuana. Party lawmaker Bharad Kadawada mentioned this. He said the Himalayan country's mountainous terrain is suitable for the crop, and allowing farmers to grow it would greatly benefit those who are impoverished. Quote, legalizing marijuana would help the poor farmers, and since most of the Western world, which was reason for making it legal in the first place, or illegal in the first place, have already ended the prohibition, Nepal should also lift the ban, Kadawada said. The proposal must be debated in Parliament before any changes are made to existing law. Nepal was famed for the use of marijuana and other narcotics in the 60s when hippies made their way to Nepal. Shops and tea houses used, advertised, and sold it legally. Nepal made it illegal in 1976 with the Narcotics Drugs Controlled Act. Users are jailed for a month, while traffickers are sent to prison for up to 10 years. Marijuana has been used in Nepal for generations. Although it is illegal, it is almost freely smoked during the festival of the Hindu god Shiva, which is scheduled for later this month. So there you go. Go to Nepal. Everybody around the world is using it all over the place. I've been posting a lot on our Google page and also on our Facebook page. I'm trying to keep up with the show. I'm not very good at it. But I do want to say, I posted some, let's see if it's up here. There's got to be, my posts have to be here. I have to find them. There's some different cannabinoids out there that, look, I'm not even going to be able to find my own post this morning. That's hysterical. Let's see. Post, look at that. They have all, I suck at Facebook. Hoping for a serious lesson. Like, seriously, I suck at this. I can't even find my own post. But we're so focused on CBD and THC that we're, you know, we haven't yet looked so deeply into the other cannabinoids. But there are a couple out there now that are being focused on. So we're going to take a look at that. And we're also going to take a look at the fact that there's an article that says CBD can be psychoactive. All right. So let's see what that says, because now watch, I can't even find that too. All right, I will find it. Don't you worry, because it's okay. It's about CBD and the fact that it can, and maybe they're talking about the fact that it relaxes you so much you get high, but maybe they're talking about actual CBD in it. And I had that pulled up. I apologize. I will get it back up. Oh, we do have Valentine's Day 9 cannabis products for lovers we can check out. But we also have something that's very, very, very important. What does the THC content on packaging really mean? So even the CBD, when, you know, people make these packages and they put these charts on the back, and I swear they're just grabbing crap off the internet and throwing it up there. Medical Marijuana Inc. And it drives everybody insane, because you really have no idea what you're getting if you can't read the package and have something say, look, in one serving, which is one square, you get X amount of THC or X amount of CBD. Researchers suggest using symbols or words to express the THC potency in cannabis products to better inform consumers. Does reading a label on a marijuana edible have you scratching your head and wondering what it really means? Yes, daily. A new study out of Canada indicates you're not alone. Researchers from the University of Waterloo found that most cannabis consumers are not able to identify whether a cannabis edible contains low or high levels of THC after reading the label. David Hammond of Waterloo School of Public Health and Health System said in a news release that when consumers scan the THC percentage on a cannabis product label, it has little or no meaning. We've known for many years that people struggle to understand the numbers on the back of food packages and cigarette packages. Consumers seem to have equal or even more difficulty with THC, which are used to indicate the potency of cannabis products, Hammond said. The study was conducted via a survey of 870 Canadians ages 16 to 30. Researchers conducted two experiments on the group in 2017. The first was to see if the consumers could understand the correct serving size of a package. Okay, that's huge, because I dare you all to grab your weed packages and your CBD packages and read them to see if you know what's in it. The other experiment, looked to see if consumers could understand product potency. Another huge problem. People say, I don't have to see half the candy bar. Well, according to the survey, approximately 6% of cannabis consumers were able to correctly identify the recommended serving. 6%. Oh my God. that had no label or only listed the weight, while 77% were able to identify the serving when the dosage was listing. So I wonder how those 6%, they must have just guessed at the non-labeled packaging. As far as correctly identifying the potency, only 33% of respondents could tell if a product had a high THC potency by reading the THC information on the label. However, researchers did test out an alternative labeling scenario. Traffic light labeling, quote, could be a good alternative to reduce product label confusion. The researchers found that a traffic light, quote, system applying traffic light colors to indicate potency helped out 2/3 of respondents to properly identify products with high levels of THC. That percentage is double the amount of those who only use numerical THC information. Poor labeling people, that could get you in a lot of trouble. Hammond suggested effective THC labeling and packaging could help prevent accidental overconsumption, not overdose, folks, overconsumption of cannabis edibles and the unwanted adverse effects. In conclusion, quote, few consumers can understand and apply quantitative THC labeling. In contrast, THC labels that provide interpretive information such as descriptors, symbols, or references to servings have greater efficacy, the study's authors wrote. Find access to the cannabis study, cannabis labeling, consumer understanding of THC levels and service, serving sizes published by the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependency. And I'll post this. You can find it on this link here. So I will put that on our radio show chat link, and y'all can check that out with your check that out for yourselves. the problem is people are grabbing labels off the internet. You know, first of all, you have a lot of people out there who have no idea what they're doing that are making this stuff. Like, no clue. This is, and in Arizona, you're allowed to make products in your home, package them, label them, as long as it says, you know, made in a kitchen in Arizona. I think that's what it has to say, something like that. You know, made with love. Now, there are two products that you can't have in there, and there's something really like, it has something to do with the type of chocolate. Maybe it's like dark chocolate, or, you know, full, like 75%, and like butter fat or buttermilk or something. It's something really, really strange. There's like two ingredients you can't have, but everything else, free reign. So when you go, wherever you go, talk to people and ask them what the labels mean, because we made a tincture for ourselves, and we were very, very, very sure to put appropriate dosing on the dropper itself, and then on the label itself, so it actually shows and tells you, like, if you take a quarter dropper of something, this is what you're going to get. So it should be that easy to read. If you have something that has ratios on it, it should tell you what's in the ratio. Is it THC, CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, all the other CBEs? What is it? So definitely talk to people about the labeling, because, you know, you don't want to hurt yourself, your pets, anybody. It could make you nauseous or pass out or something. That's not fun. All right, Valentine's Day is coming. Do you sell for Valentine's Day? Because you haven't used my dog yet. They've got little cookies that say love with little nugs sitting them on. Oh, one says, I love you. How cute. Love's in the air. like poofy rainbow clouds. Whether you're a cannabis lover or you have lots of cannabis-loving friends, which you do these days, I'm sure, Valentine's Day, the data shows, is a favorite holiday for high society. And since it's on a Friday this year with all sorts of other holidays, it's going to be lots of fun. And customers will be looking for a little something special to help celebrate on the weekend of weed. Okay, well, according to Cannabis Wholesale Marketplace, Leaf Link. Top product categories in 2019 for the month before Valentine's Day overall were cartridges, flower, and edibles or ingestibles, in that order. Cartridges, flowers, and edibles. Oh my. Oh my gosh. That's a great one. Data analytics from Headset said, in 2019, while males typically dominate the cannabis consumer market at any given time, number of female customers increased in the days before and on Valentine's Day. Women also boosted sales of THC-infused massage oil, but especially overall on the day of love. These nine cannabis products are sure to inspire romance. Here we go. Lowell Farms continues its tradition of offering special, finely crafted holiday gift products with its newly released pre-roll set. Ooh, yeah, packaged in a beautifully detailed gift box. It's heart-shaped, of course. Lowell's Valentine's Day gift set contains three pre-rolls, each in their decorative own glass tube, held with a ribbon-wrapped limited edition keepsake heart-shaped box, totally Instagrammable, by the way, all for the low, low price of $40. Woo, that's a good one. That's cute. Okay, I'll take one or two or three. I wonder if you can get them in indica, or if there's like one indica, one sativa, one hybrid, because I just would want all indica. That's all I need. Ready? Okay. Okay. let's see. Oops, don't go anywhere. From a System of a Down bassist. Oh, System of a Down bassist. Shavo Adajan, 22 Red, specializes in pre-rolls, flower, and vapes. The brand offers premium select strains like caramel gelato, watermelon, and strawberry banana. Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites, strawberry banana. Are sure to set the right romantic tone. Bet on 22 Red for cultivated connoisseurs that love the flower and extracts, available in California. I wonder where the other one is available. LowellFarms.com, and this is 22Red.com. Don't forget to get a card. Americana's spliff cards come for all occasions, including true love, and contain a full kit to roll one up, including papers, filters, and a reusable hemp plastic tube to put a little flower into. The One Love design opens up to say, let's get together and feel all right. $8.99 at Amera-Connor.com. Hey, that's great. Notice all the flower that's going on here. I like it. I love flowers. All right, Colorado dispensary chain, The Green Solution, will offer tulip-shaped pre-rolls for a penny with every $40 purchase made between February 10th through the 14th. The tulip pre-rolls are 2.5-gram bulbs filled with high-quality flower attached to an elongated straw that reduces the heat drawn, said TGS, at 21 locations throughout Colorado from tgscolorado.com. Check it out. I'm going to post this on the blog right now so you guys can all get on over there and see it for yourselves. But these are good little gift ideas. Yep, I'll take one. Okay, here we go. It's simply not Valentine's Day without chocolate, especially when that chocolate is House of Platinum Raspberry White Chocolate with crispy rice and a hint of lemon zest. Ooh. Add 100 milligrams of pesticide-free premium cannabis extract, and you just might fall in love. Other fancy flavors include, Thai Coffee Crunch and Cookies and Cream. HouseofPlatinum.com. So I wonder, well, soon, it'll be great. We'll be able to just ship these things to each other, and be like, you could order from anyone, anywhere, because I wouldn't mind that. Oh, here's something fun. The Ladies of Paradise bring together hand-picked organ cannabis and purely feminine aesthetic to create their Lady J's Paradise pre-rolls. Oh, 10 to a pack. I thought it was a bath bomb. We're going to get to those, I'm sure. 10 to a pack and packed with a half gram each of premium flower. These blunts come in a beautiful pink pack and make a pretty gift for all the ladies who like to keep it lit. Each sale supports local charities. That's a good one. All right, here, oh, nice. Flip into a tub for two with Mary Jane's medicinal cannabis-infused hash bath. Detoxifying Epsom salt and Dead Sea salts are combined with cannabis leaves, arnica, lavender, peppermint, and grapeseed oil to create a tub-time tea bag for a deeply satisfying soak, promotes euphoria, and can be used up to 3 times. Wow, there you go. A hash bath. Dream come true. Okay, for the gear that keeps on giving, the Rise long-sleeve unisex t-shirt from Oregon-based cannabis retailer Orgrown Industries could become a warm, cuddly wardrobe favorite. In soft crimson color with the Rise design, or choose from other designs in color in hoodies or short-sleeve tees, as well as knit and baseball caps. My favorite. Yep, anyone out there want to get me a cap? I'm fine with that. All right. Tinley 27 brand cannabis infused elixir casks are non-alcoholic adult beverages infused with extract of tropical cannabis strain Pineapple Jack, a microdose in each 30-calorie serving bottle. Stout bottles contain 8.5 servings each and come packaged in a giftable cylinder-shaped cask. May be used straight up or in a mix. Drink ingredients are all natural. That's a pretty looking one, too. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. They're your gifts for Valentine's Day. You know what else you can give for Valentine's Day?
Puff, 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 puff,
What up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got Volcano.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back. And Cannabis Kid is here. Woohoo! Howdy, Cannabis
Kid. Good morning, everybody.
How's it going?
I'm doing well, Belle. How are you?
I'm good. Are you driving down the road?
I am.
Okay, drive safely then. we don't want
you're
any accidents.
You're on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Hands-free vehicle.
Yes. Always hands-free. So. I was just trying to find the article that I saw this morning somewhere, and I can't find it where now. CBD can get you high, and I've heard this before, and I want to know your thoughts and what you've heard about that. While I seriously have been looking through that whole song, trying to find this darn article. But what have you heard? You've heard about that, right? Or at least it can make you feel euphoric.
So what I think the CBD does, and I think what happens with the CBD, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Can you hear myself? Yeah. Well, I know why.
The one thing about CBD, we know that it is another thing from the plant. And there are, you know, there is CBD in marijuana, but we know that there's a heavier amount of CBD in hemp. You know that with, you know, these different chemicals in people's bodies, tend to do different things, and people react to the chemicals differently. So, with these chemicals are putting in your body, you know, a person that may have not had cannabis before, now it's just CBD. Would you hear about how CBD really is better when having a little bit of THC in the body? So I can see that happening. I actually never experienced and I've taken high dosages of CBD. So, I mean, I got it.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I'm guessing, you know, that it is because when you are pain-free or you feel better, that's kind of a high, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on my Bluetooth for you so you don't have feedback, but it's not working so far. So my sincere apologies. You all know how to suck it sometimes. But it could also be my computer. So,
yeah, every time I talk, I can hear myself talk.
I know. It's crazy. And I'm trying to hook the darn things up, and it's just like, yeah, no, it doesn't want to. A girl can dream. Anyway, so it can make you feel a lot better, and I'm probably sure that that's what that article was alluding to. I don't think it's going to work, so I think we're just going to have to stay on speakers. Are we still on speakers? Are you in my headset now? No, we're still on the speakers. Okay, so, yeah. Well, you know, everybody has, you know, the high, and this is what is, we need to find a way to explain to everybody in a better way, I think, in a different way. It's not, it's like we've said, it's like the onset of the medication kicking in, right? So you might feel your body just overall, it's like when you take a shot of alcohol sometimes and then you feel that whoosh, that could be the whoosh, you know? But it's the whoosh of the cannabis taking over your body and relieving pain and relieving inflammation and just, you know, taking over at that moment in a good way. Oh, there you are. Is that better, Cannabis Kid?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
that
great.
That should be better.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just want to add to what you were saying.
Yeah.
When the medicine starts making you feel better, for a lot of Americans and a lot of just humans probably in general, just haven't felt that good before, and feeling good and not having pain can definitely be a high. You've been in this mindset and your body feeling bad for so long that when you do actually feel better, your body's actually working better and it's actually going, wow, I actually feel better, which, like you said, can definitely be a high.
Yeah. I mean, it can be giggles and giddiness and happiness because, I mean, you know, if you're in a state of pain for years, and those are the kind of patients that we get at Tumbleweed Health Center. They come in and they've been in pain for years. It's not like they just got in a car accident last week and they just need a little something, which they should totally be able to get. However, these people are coming in and they're like, yeah, for the last 30 years I've had this pain. We're like, wow. And I understand it. I've lived with pain my whole life as well. And you've lived with a lot of pain yourself. Not a fun thing. And you always feel better when you're out of pain. And that can make you really, really happy. You know,
it really
good day.
Can. Like you said, it's a mindset, but it's also how your body has been feeling for 3, 4. Sometimes people are even have feeling this for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and they're finally getting some relief. I mean, I can't imagine being in pain for, you know, half of your life and just knowing that pain is an amazing thing that happens to our body as humans. You know, it can take us down. It can cause depression. Mm-hmm. And all of these things that people don't realize that what pain stems from. And I think, you know, when they are getting the right medication, the right chemicals in their body and feeling better, then it really does change the whole molecular structure of the human body and allows it to work in a way that normally you wouldn't be feeling. You know, we know that there's a lot of medications out there, pharmaceuticals, that, you know, temporarily relieve the pain, but don't actually take it away. And also put in different kinds of chemicals into your body, which then can cause, you know, other upsets, you know, stomach upsets. You know, there's tons of different things that come along with some of these pain medications that when you do take it, just because you're taking it, you're getting this mild relief, it's not actually doing it. It's not curing or it's not curing anything, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. No. And the opioids, hate that word, the drugs and narcotics that they give you for pain, you're only supposed to be on for a couple weeks at most so that your body can relax itself enough to kick in its own healing modalities and properties and heal itself. We're not supposed to be on that crap for years and years and years and years.
It ruins our bodies as humans.
Everything.
I've had family members that have been on it, and it's killed them. It's literally has killed them. And it's this opioid epidemic that is, you know, flashing through our country, and it's been here for years. And I know it's going off on a tangent, but I really think the doctors that were prescribing and over-prescribing really need to be held accountable for what they did, and their licenses need to be taken away, because I don't think it was fair to what they did to thousands and thousands of people. You know, when you're a doctor and you have somebody's health in your hands, you really need to take that into consideration, and you really need to take responsibility for it, because these people are coming to you because they don't have anywhere else to go, nor do they have anybody else that they trust that needed this kind of information.
And you said the magic word trust. They think they're supposed to be able to trust you because you've gone to school and you're supposed to be doing this for the betterment of, you know, humanity. Where in turn what's happened is it's gone wonky and they're all doing it for profit, the money, and they're just prescribing pills and everything they can to, you know, get all the profits and benefits in their little pocket that they possibly can. It's not a good thing. But it's profit over health these days. Profit over patients. It is disgusting. It's totally disgusting.
Profit over patients.
It's ridiculous. Here's some interesting little facts. Legal cannabis has created 211,000 full-time jobs in the U.S. That's pretty good.
How many?
211,000. Check this out.
211,000?
You like that, huh?
It seems like, more, though. You know what I mean?
No, there should be more. There should be more. Yeah. That's what it seems like to me. There should be way more. And it probably is, but that's the, you know, people that are reporting. 368% U.S. hemp acreage increase from 2018 to 2019. It's official. The hemp boom is here. Hemp is that non-intoxicating variety of cannabis, and it's completely legal now thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill. Since then, U.S. hemp production has exploded. Domestic hemp acreage leaped by 368% from 2018 to 2019, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. In 2018, farmers planted 27,000 acres of hemp. And yes, let's clap for that. In 2018, farmers planted 27,000 acres of hemp. And so far in 2020, a total of 146,000 acres of hemp has already been planted, and at least 47 states have enacted legislation to launch industrial hemp programs. That's so fantastic. So what's hemp good for anyway? What's that?
I was talking to a farmer a couple days ago, and they live up in Iowa. And, you know, I was talking to him about, you know, what it looks like up there. And, you know, he said, as soon as that there is a market for it. And I said, I don't understand what you're saying. He goes, well, like, when more people, and I was like, do you know what is going on? I said, I mean, this is the next cash crop. I mean, I would get rid of your GMO corn, your GMO soybeans, and start working what's going on here.
Yep.
I said, you have a benefit that you that can over and help the world. I mean, if you think about it in that way, it's like you have the common knowledge that you are a farmer and that you know about these different things that you could probably incorporate some stuff that people aren't thinking about. And I said, I know it's a really kind of weird thing, but, you know, it's it's hard for people that have been following the laws for so long that they've been manipulated. And I really do think that a lot of people don't understand where we are going as a culture. I mean, marijuana and cannabis and hemp and whatever the hell you want to call it is here, and it's not going away, and it's coming even farther and faster than you've ever thought before.
Yeah. Oh, it really is. And it's awesome because we have the opportunity to be a part of it. Here's an interesting statistic. More than 72% of marijuana in the U.S. is illegally cultivated.
What?
Yeah, more than 72%. With a tear in my eye, I wish I couldn't. The illegal marijuana market is alive and well despite a recent wave of legalization that has swept the country. According to New Frontier Data's report, quote, the U.S. Cannabis Cultivation Report, 2019 legal and illicit output by state, more than 72% of the cannabis cultivated in the U.S. is done so illegally.
Miss Bell?
Yeah.
It's time. I got to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Candace,
you
for being here today. You guys all have a great day. And we will chat later. Cannabis Kid, everybody. There you go. He's out. All right. Yep. Out like trash. Okay. Well, anywho. Let's get back to some of those statistics because those are really cool. So, yeah, among states having the largest illicit demand, of course, California, New York, Texas, Florida, and Illinois round up the top five. High prices on licensing, state taxes, and frequent regulation changes drove some small farmers with intentions to step into the light back into the illegal weed market while others are still transitioning into the legal market. Nearly 30% of adults in the U.S. live where recreational marijuana is legal. Marijuana. 11 states plus the District of Columbia have legalized recreational cannabis. Those populations combined make up approximately 29% of adults in the country, according to the Pew Research Center. Illinois became the latest in that group, kicking off recreational sales on January 1st, 2020. There could be more added to the list this year. 11 states could see some form of cannabis legalization in the new year. And with New Jersey, New Mexico, Florida, Arizona, New York, North Dakota, and Montana all considering recreational cannabis legalization. Folks, read the initiatives. Only 8% of Americans say marijuana should stay illegal. Statistically speaking, the American people are over cannabis prohibition. According to the Pew Research Center, two-thirds of Americans say the use of cannabis should be legal, reflecting a steady shift of public opinion over the past decade. A 2019 survey showed 91% of Americans say some form of marijuana should be legal, while 59% say it should be legal for both medical and recreational, and 32% say marijuana should be legal for only medical. Fewer than 1 in 10, 8%, want to keep marijuana illegal in all circumstances. Well, that's because they haven't smoked some joints lately. But this could just be what their poll shows. And this is from medicalmarijuanainc.com. 14% of Americans now use CBD products. Make sure you're using safe CBD products. Make sure you go where you know that your medicine is safe and trusted and actually works. In 2020, CBD is becoming a household word. According to a recent Gallup poll, 1 in 7 American adults utilizes some form of CBD. The primary age group of CBD user tends to be adults younger than 30 and who live in the Western U.S. CBD or cannabidiol is a non-intoxicating compound found in the marijuana plant that interacts with the endocannabinoid system, the system that maintains homeostasis or balance in the body. 11% of American adults say they've used marijuana over the past month. Wow, 11%. That's a little low. In a 2018 national survey on drug use and health, 11% of Americans ages 18 and older reported using marijuana over the previous month. The number was a slight over 2017. The same survey found that 16% of adults reported using marijuana in the last year. The largest age group for both past year and past month marijuana users were 18 to 25. Overall, the survey found more than 48% of American adults have used marijuana at some point in their life. And that's what we run into all the time. They say, well, back in the day, you know, and that's... You know, legal cannabis has created 211,000 full-time jobs in the U.S. looking for a career change. A recent report shows that the legal cannabis industry is creating more jobs than any other industry in the U.S. According to the report from Leafly and Whitney Economics, more than 64,000 cannabis jobs were created in 2018. The total number of jobs increased to 296,000 when ancillary companies are taken into account. I mean, and that's everything from packaging companies to labeling to testing, processing, manufacturing, transporting, you name it. Researchers estimate the total number of direct full-time jobs in the state legal cannabis industry will experience a 110% growth. Wow. And that's over a 3-year span. In 2017, the cannabis workforce increased 21% and then grew another 44% in 2018. So maybe that's working for you out there right there, the sound, but I'm not getting it. Okay, so let's see. There. Oh, that one works. State legal marijuana sales generated $1.6 billion in 2019 tax revenue. That doesn't make you happy. A report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy found that in Alaska, California, Colorado, Massachusetts, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, 2019 cannabis tax revenue is projected to reach $1.6 billion. The anticipated $1.6 billion revenue represents a 15% jump from the $1.3 billion these states collected in 2018, rivaling the amount of revenue gathered from alcohol excise taxes in those states. The report also shows that most legal states have seen revenue more than double from the first to the second year. Police across America make a marijuana-related arrest every 48 seconds. Arrested during the show? Yeah, a lot. It seems like since cannabis legalization is in more states than not, the frequency of marijuana-related arrests should be stalling out. But according to the 2018 FBI Uniform Crime Report System, marijuana arrests have slightly increased for the third straight year. In each region of the country except the West, people are arrested for marijuana possession more than any other federally illegal substance. According to a Forbes report in 2018, there were 663,367 marijuana arrests in the U.S., revealing that every minute in the U.S., someone is being arrested for marijuana. Come on, that's just stupidity. Don't travel with it if you don't have to. And police officers, please check them out. If they're not, you know, hundreds of pounds intending to sell, seriously, having a pipe on your person should not be a problem. Ha! Alliteration. Come on. Oh, my laugh track's gone. Oh, well. 73% of 2020 presidential candidates back marijuana legalization. And we couldn't leave you without some food for thought on the upcoming presidential election. At the time of the publication, 15 candidates were still in the running. Of those, 3 are Republicans and 12 are Democrat. 11 of those 15 endorse marijuana legalization. Donald Trump is the only Republican candidate who does not support recreational cannabis legalization. And Democratic candidates, Bloomberg, Delaney, and Biden all oppose recreational legalization. And find out more about where each presidential stands on legalization here, which I'm going to post, and hopefully this will be updated. I'll put this on a little blog here because we need to have this updated, and you all need to be privy to this information. And I didn't get to any of the magazines yet that I opened up and checked out last night and posted all over the internet. Take the 90. What's the weather? Is there a blizzard of 2020? There could be a blizzard of 2020. Folks, get on over to tumbleweedcellcenter.com. If you have any questions about cannabis or hemp or marijuana or what they are and the differences, or if you want to know what you can get your card for, well, here's the list. So if you're in Arizona anywhere, come down and see us. We're at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We're on the southeast side. We're open 7 days a week for certification. That's right. Doctors on staff 7 days a week. Tomorrow, we'll put them to get them busy, folks. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy and all sorts of seizures, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, and that can be a whole number of problems and issues with that, including dementia, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You are eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or just a treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions and more. And if you didn't hear yours, don't worry. Chronic pain covers a lot. Migraines, even IBS, fibromyalgia. We get a lot of people with fibromyalgia coming in, scoliosis. A few folks with kyphosis have come in. And the muscle spasms and the seizures, that covers a whole lot. And don't forget about the Alzheimer's and all that covers a ton of issues related to that.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Marijuana card. That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can also email thctucson@gmail.com if you need to fax any records. That's 520-306-5147. If you go to our website, there's a little form on there at the very bottom of, I think every page has it. You can ask us any question you like in the middle of the night, in the middle of the morning, the middle of the day. We get a lot in middle of the night. People are up late. How do I get my card for insomnia? Well, we can try and help you with that because we know it helps. It's not listed, but there are other things that, you know, insomnia causes a lot. It causes migraines because you can't sleep. It causes nausea, inability to eat, all sorts of things. And the nice thing about this program also is that if you're getting treated for anything on that list or anything that causes the chronic pain or seizures or epilepsy or anything like that, the medicine itself can get you your cannabis card. So at that, we say, all right, got something funky going on with our little soundboard here since I put us on the headphone for a moment so Cannabis Kid didn't have any echo. Thank you, Cannabis Kids, for tuning in, Silver Sister, and everybody. Tune in next week. We're going to have have a surprise guest on. We're going to talk all about hemp and the hemp movement. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We really appreciate it. Read the initiatives out there wherever you are, whatever state you're in. Get educated. Educate other people. And educate yourself about cannabis, about CBD. Read. There are other cannabinoids out there. And know what you're supporting and recommending people. Really, read up about it. And don't forget, our 8-year anniversary radio show is coming up. March 18th. Robert Platform, Virginia Nelson, Dr. Nelson, Doug Fine, and all you folks out there, Cannabis Kids, Silver Sister, Bellstar, have an awesome day. Remember, be smart, safe, and educate.